Okay, we are on time. Are you comfortable there?
Very.
So I hear the noise. Does it bother anyone else? Just me.
Okay.
It does.
It does.
It also is very close to camera. So no, actually, maybe I just sit next door. I may go myself into a meditative state and voice drop. Do I look good or do I look good?
As usual.
Very handsome.
Okay. So some of you are here for the first time. You are here before. So I'm going to repeat some of the highlights of the previous class. The title was meditation or shuffle meditation. So kind of reminder for you, I've heard the information before, and for the newcomers, it's just something to think about. What I'm trying to do today here is to make you having a mindset to start believing that if you do exactly as I tell you today, you can heal anything. So I know when you go into a meditative state, cognitions come, you know, sudden realization, then you go with it, you have no choice. Okay. So that's okay. And you may not listen to the rest of the information, but then again, you have the video and the audio from this morning to listen to you. Okay? But I promise you, keep on doing this. Any ailment in you will go away. It requires, as usual, persistence. You know. So we have the one of the magic words in Shafo is red. You know, like the color red. Repetition, enthusiasm, discipline. You know, and with that, if you keep on repeating, you'll do anything you want to do, at least for yourself, even as far as finances, as far as relationships, and so forth. So last time, I think if I'm not mistaken, I started paraphrasing Rumi, one of my favorite people. And for the sake of camera, it's class 4, not class 3. But I'd like to cite the poem again. It's very nice. This is a person that obviously has reached very high planes of reality. But he refused to believe that he's a healer. He was just searching and seeking and yearning and all that, and refused to know that he indeed is a partner of creation, a co-creator and a creator. But the poem is really nice. As I said, I'm paraphrasing him. the way night knows itself with the moon. Be that with me. When you do things from the heart, you feel a river in you, a joy. Keep knocking, reaching out, and the joy inside will eventually open the window. Look out to see who's there. Feel yourself being quietly drawn by the deeper pull of what you truly love. In your life, the lover learns how to love. It's a beautiful poem. You know, you may want to read it yourself. Anyways, most of the work that we do here, as far as Shapa or Shapa too, is by Shapa meditation. And then we say Shapa meditation, you know, we add words to it and concepts to it in a way that we are depicting a story. Once you remember the story, you can do it. You know? It's like, you know, watching a very beautiful painting. With a lot of details, you know, masterfully done, the light is great. You know, how did you do it? How did you bring light like that into the painting? And you come out of the museum or wherever, an hour later you don't remember the thing. But there is no story attached to it. It's really nice. It's like looking at a nice scene that you go, oh, wow. You know, and you go, what is this? So the storyline is important. The story is important. And in Shapa meditation, I try to give you stories that you can anchor to and remember and do it by yourself. As I said, the premise of today's class, even the title suggests that Shapa meditation and healing applications. Healing applications. Some of you have heard the meditations before. Like in last class number 3, we did extensive I am meditation. And today is going to be shorter, but it's part of the whole process. I'm going to cite a few things from class number 3. In fact, I've cited in any class. Is that we really are not here to learn. I want you to make a mental note. It's way overblown. We are here to use learning as a ritual to remember. But learning is not a purpose. Learning is a tool, is a process to allow us to remember. Remember what? Remember that amidst all our shortcomings as human beings, we indeed are partners of creation. You know, we are co-creators and creators. You've seen some of the images that we put out there, image of a very fat person. I thought about it quite a few times before I put it out there. But at the same time, if you can, with this meditation, lose weight, why not? It also tells you that you shrink a tumor. What's the difference? Really? No. If you're really tiny and thin and skinny, then you can gain weight. And so these meditations are really designed for that. You put the intention in a way that the universe can understand, and then you start seeing the senses. Let's see, what highlights can I bring you from last week? In these meditations, because of maybe because it's so precise, you start to gather information consciously during your daily activities. You keep on doing this. And information comes to you, it's like, phew, whatever. You know, it seems like you keep on knowing things. And if people ask you, how does it, you know, how do you know? Some people actually lie about it. It's not really in a book, and they have it. Information just came to them. But they don't feel comfortable to say, I know it. They don't have the confidence. Meditation and healing have one thing in common. They both have the potentiality to dissolve considerations. So, considerations. We know that the area between the navel and the pubic bone is full of fear and fright, and their agents. Who are the agents? Considerations. You know, fixations of how things are. So anytime you have a consideration about something and you are not really moving along, it has roots in fear. So in all Shafa healings, as well as all Shafa meditation, you address those areas and you remove some of the fear. And you know, initially you may mimic me, but as you're mimicking me, please know you're actually doing it. So I want you to do it by yourself. While you are in meditation, these are the from class number 3. With your new agreements, then the old agreements or considerations cannot be processed. You're too busy being in your spaces that you are creating as a result of your new agreements. Like as you're sitting, sort of kind of, I know you're kind of agreeing with me in different parts of what you're hearing. So that's new space for you. Meditation and karma. In Shafa, we don't believe karma is the law of justice, is the law of cause and effect. So technically, actually, factually, if you transcend where you are by becoming defined, transcending the space that you're in, then karma comes like a cookie monster, as I mentioned. You're not there to get it. So you could always transcend karma. You could have done terrible things, you know. You could transcend that, you know. Because karma is not about justice. In fact, in Shafa, we don't believe there is any justice. We create the justice. Okay, for us. What else can I remind you about the class 3? So we don't spend too much time here. I guess I'm going to have to let it go. So ordinarily the morning class, which is the same class, is different. It's audio, so I'm trying to hold everyone who has joined the teleseminar. And I see this is the rough one. That is the rough one. This person is gone. So I kind of get that, and I have to maintain a rhythm. Here is a lot easier. I can see people going like this. Okay, you know, sit down. And I change the subject a little bit. You know, maybe Kathy laughs, and the person comes back to us. Thank you. So there are differences in the first class and second class. In fact, they both are class 4. So today, morning for the seminar and also today. But you get the link and please listen to that too. Okay? All right.
If anybody wants to review class 3, that's available online today. Mm-hmm. If you attended before, I can give you the link.
So we can download all the classes, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we had an interesting conversation, maybe for like 2 minutes. You feel comfortable?
Sure.
Talking about it. So I'm done, the class is done, you come to the room, and you say what?
What I said with my IT, he talked a lot about IT.
And what is IT is the meditation that we are going to do together is your identical twin. You're going to create an identical twin for you. And
I was off doing things on the planet, doing healing at the same time that I care about. And part of me is in agreement with her doing that. But I found myself being, she's not paying any attention to me. That was the realm of my questions with Master Dantes, and what I'd like to be able to do is to get her to come right inside me and work from there.
So a lot of talented healers like Snowy Grace and some of you that we've been working together for some years now, that's the main challenge, to bridge the gap between where you're tired, you know, of realities and our daily life here. You know. How do we bridge the gap so we are not confused anymore? I see a lot of people that have been meditating for such a long time, and all I see is a very calm person is extremely confused. They bring the reality from up there and try to apply it in their camp. So that's really the main message here. How do we do that? How do we go through different layers consciously and with discipline so we can actually utilize the meditation to better our lives, not just, as I say, using it as VW40, you know, the lubricant, to do the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So it doesn't work. So if you work in a bank for the past 30 years, there is something wrong, you know. With all due respect for all the tellers, but, you know, you're 30 years as a teller in a bank. Every day. It's not a part-time job. You're not like, you know, a mother that's just trying to come today or two. You actually have every day. 30 years every day. And to me, the person is not meeting his or her obligations in life, you know, responsibilities in life. The person probably meditates a lot. Or, I don't know, smokes marijuana or something, you know, to comfort themselves and keep on doing the same thing. You know, always unhappy. Never get what they want. But yet, they make do. So, alright.
I have a question.
Yes.
So what if somebody did feel fulfilled and happy and did other things in their life? I mean, I would think it would be okay to be a teller if that's what they chose to do.
I don't think so.
So you think that
more
should be inspired
to? If you're cookie cutter for 30 years, I don't think you're really happy with your life. I don't think so. You may be content.
Oh.
You know, comparing yourself to some of the people who are homeless or don't make any money and all that. And you do that, then, oh, okay, but it doesn't mean you really are attending to your spiritual self. You know? When you go home as a teller, and again, with all due respect to tellers, I don't mean to bash them, but you're tired, you know, you're groggy, you don't want to talk to anyone, you don't have patience to put for yourself, you know, you're unhappy, then probably a shift is in order. So, you know, I know a lot of artists work in different professions, but then they take off. They go 6 months to India, they go to different, you know, gatherings, different healers, different institutions. But these people don't take education either. Okay, so once you do exactly as we tell you initially, and I'm emphasizing on exactly, I don't mean to control you, but then you go through the steps, then the meditation becomes fun. You actually start to enjoy it. In fact, it becomes like, you know, eating your favorite meal or drinking your favorite drink. You know, every aspect of life becomes meditative and like a meditation. It is important for us to notice that it's a physical universe. Everything about it is physical. Your thoughts are even physical. Your mind is physical. It actually dies with you. Your emotional bodies are physical. Your invisible helpers, guess what? They're not invisible. They can be seen. The angel can be seen. The intelligence that runs you can be located and can be seen. So everything seems to be physical, except that there are subtle lines. You know, it's like you're so busy reading something and somebody is calling your name, you know, out loud. You don't hear that person. It's just like that. Everything is physical. Because everything is physical, then it must be treated as such. It must be respected. It's a physical universe. Everything about it is physical. And all the experiences that you're gaining for this lifetime is because of this physical body. But why would you gain it? You know, when you leave the body, you're perfect already. Okay, so the physicality is important. Gravity is important. In the realms, in the room that you're sitting in, there is gravity. As you start to meditate, you feel lighter. And the higher you go, and the higher realms, there's less gravity. But nonetheless, there is gravity. So when you reach, let's say, the zenith of where you can reach, gravity pulls you. So there is a way of continuing doing what you're doing. Okay. Alright, some of the steps necessary for us to really do what I'm asking you to do in this physical universe. And the axiom is that everything in this physical universe is physical. So we are going to honor that. In this physical universe of ours, we possess three kinds of knowing. There are not three different worlds. There are three kinds of knowing. One. We call it the eye of flesh. It's like you, the kind of thing you see with your eyes. So, it discloses material, concrete, sensual. That's the first eye. Now, second eye is usually considered as the third eye. But the eye of flash or the first part is within the first 2 years. So the first 2 years of the baby's life are so very important. They are learning to adjust, to find the balance, to continue to begin, right? And as we are trying to find the balance in the physical universe or the first round, they forget about past life altogether. And that allows them to have a productive way of being in this lifetime. You know, if you all remember what we've done in the past life, oh, there was something I haven't finished. So you continue finishing what you were doing, and you end up living past lives again. So you never achieve where you're supposed to go, where you're supposed to be, and what to achieve. You never can do that. So forgetfulness is for a reason. So the first step is the first 2 years, very important. You know, any mother that spends time in the first 2 years with the child is going to have a ball, hopefully. can be in good communication with the child as the child grows. Now, the next couple of decades is called the eye of the mind. So it discloses symbols, conceptual, and linguistic words, language. So when the child is 2 years, you tell the child, you know, stop, and the child keeps on coming. I said stop, the child keeps on coming. The child only listens to you when you actually say stop, and you stop the child. After that, anytime you say stop, that word to the child is an action. So you see people talking very high about themselves, you know, or saying, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. They don't have to be high on drugs, but people do talk like that. To them, they are actually doing it. And they remain in the second stage. And sometimes they revert back to the first stage, you know, the first couple of years of their life. Even very prematurely, just like a child. So the next couple of years, let's say till the age of 22, there is no set time by the way, but let's consider that, is symbolic, conceptual. Is linguistic. You know, you learn to use words and master using the words, and that's how you live your life. Now, the third part is the eye of contemplation. That's where everyone wants to get there in their meditation. The eye of contemplation, which discloses the spiritual, transcendental, and transpersonal world. So, as I said, there are not three different worlds. There are three ways of knowing and living in this world. And if you can combine them and go step by step, then you can achieve anything. So, symbols, concepts, images, values, meaning, intention, these are really in the second part of your growth. And in meditation, people who start in meditation, all of a sudden, you know, like, Eureka, I saw an image, they say, you know, or I saw a face, or I saw something. It doesn't mean necessarily that you are in the third realm, experiencing what they want to experience. It's just, you're seeing symbols. The language by itself is a symbol. Okay. Now, for us to start in that process, we do a warm-up, as usual. So, the warm-up is, with all due respect to this physical body that we have for this lifetime, we are the keepers, the custodians. So, today, let's say the Holy June 29th, 2013, is the first day that you really are going to respect your physical body. You know, when you touch your physical body, it's not because, oh, I have pain. When you attend to your heart, it's not because, oh, acts funny, skills. So you start to pay attention to your heart. It's out of fear. It's out of survival issues. I want you to attend to your physical heart today with respect. And why is respect so important? Words are so important, of course. And it's like taking action. Respect is really the foundation for you to start to understand. Okay. Let's say you and I get involved in a really passionate political discussion, you know, totally opposite points of view. If I don't have any respect for what you're saying, it doesn't mean I accept it. I cannot understand what you're saying. It's impossible. So we remain divided. We got to be shooting. Doesn't get us anywhere. It's very destructive. So respect is the precursor for understanding. Is a different kind of understanding. It's not the, oh, I get it. It's different. You understand with all your being. You know, when you touch the wrist, it's not just the wrist, it's not just the bones that you could masterfully mention the names and what locks into what. It's a different level of understanding. And that different level of understanding brings about affinity. So what is affinity is more than liking. You know, so you actually start to like your wrist. You know? My wrist. You know? You like your wrist. And as soon as you do that, you know, in all schools of mind, everybody says, even if they don't believe, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Well, grab some. You know? People can't. But when you have affinity, actually love comes in a way that you can feel. And wherever love comes, what does love do? Because love heals. Wherever it appears, it heals. So if your physical body you're concerned about, and by respect, understanding, affinity, if you bring in love to it, then it starts to heal. It could be anything. It could be skin cancer, it could be a tumor in the breast, or the brain, it doesn't matter. Okay? So, the warm up starts right now. So, let's warm up. You know, place our hands here and inhale. The focus is on inhalation. So, inhale, and it's like you're pulling in the holy healing flow, accessible to us all, inside your head. So, it's like the healing frequencies come inside your head. And they meet, you know. So when you inhale, it's like you're pulling energies from under your own hand, inside your head. See how fair you are, you know. Are you inviting equal amounts of healing light into both sides of your head? Do you favor the right side? Do you favor the left side? Be honest. The definition of honesty in Shafa is seeing the condition as is, not as you want to see it. So if you feel there is more flow coming from the right side and less from the left, then honestly, there is lack of balance. Give it a try. Bring in light, bring in healing, whatever you may perceive. From under your own hands, you are having hands on healing, OK? okay? It's a warm-up now. You may not totally understand the process, but remember, understanding comes. So with all due respect, you inhale, and I repeat, respect, 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 respect. So you start to actually respect your fingertips, your fingers, your hands, the sides of your head. You just respect. Through your own physical hand, you bring in healing inside your head and create a balance in the so-called Kumar control system. Okay? Now, you can, if your fingers or hands are clean, you can lower them and put them in your eyes. And then start to roll your eyes, with eyes closed, roll your eyes up and towards the right. Push the eyeballs against the socket. And as you're rotating the eyes, if there is any tenderness or even pain, inhale, and like you're actually pulling the tenderness, the tiredness, the pain out of your eyes. We actually are doing it now. I want you to know that you actually are doing it. You put your fingers here, roll your eyes. Anytime there is disharmony, tenderness, even pain, tiredness, stop, pull. It's one inhalation. You're pulling the stuck energy out of your eyes. Keep on doing it, knowing that retina is an extension of the brain. So whatever you look at is going to affect your brain. It's going to affect the way you think. Couple of more breaths. Pull. And release. You and I both, and all of us collectively, are free from having any curiosity to see what is the stuck energies are. When they came around and about and found home in your eyes, just let them go. So retina is an extension of the brain. Now, feel your belly button or place your hand on your belly button. The area is full of brain cells too. So maybe you pull some energy out, the stuck energies from the belly button area. And you don't have to move your hands. What you have to do is to inhale. You have to inhale anyway. And it's like you're pulling. So stuck energy is actually calm. Now, full of brain cells. The gut is full of brain cells. We have more brain cells in the gut than we have in the brain. So, guess what? Whatever you eat is going to affect your brain. It's going to affect your eyesight. Whatever you look at is going to affect the brain. It's going to affect the gut. Whatever you think affects the eyesight, affects your gut. Maybe go around. Yes. And stop that. So keep on pulling through it. The area, so the information is information, right? You can hold on to the information, you don't have to accept, you don't have to comply. But the area is full of extremely wonderful energy too. The navel. Extremely wonderful. To do with your female ancestors. They go way back to the beginning of time. So when you do that, it's like you remove the cap and allow some of those very wonderful healing frequencies to do with your female ancestors to surface. And as they surface, they kind of grow and permeate in the air that you breathe. They are going to strengthen your intention. As you're removing the stuck energies from your abdomen, from the area around in and around the navel, the area in the space between the maybe pubic bone and the navel. Guess what? You're removing some of the stuck energies from your brain, from your eyes also. Okay, so that's how things really come together. Now, touch the area between the left clavicle bone and the left breast. We are warming up. This is not technically a meditation. Right? You touch, and as you inhale, you start to pull the energy. Now, what are the stuck energies in here, maybe? The stuck energies to do with the female aspect of you, whether you are a male or female. It doesn't matter. That's where we store these kind of stuck energies to do with the female aspect of it. So when you inhale it, you're pulling it away. Now, the opposite effect, under the right clavicle bone, under you, above your right breast, it's full of the stuck energies to do with the male aspect of it. Male family members. Male friends and acquaintances. So, you pull out. So we are paying respect to our body parts, but at the same time, we really know, we all know here, that no physical healing can manifest without addressing the emotional impact. So we are actually paying attention. We are releasing some of those emotional impacts that have been housed, stored in different parts of us. So we are warm enough. As you warm up, you have access to your inner light. Or you start to have access to your inner light. Now think of your heart. Touch your heart. And maybe tap. The usual way of connecting with the heart, the chakra, is like, hello, radiant one. Addressing a loved one. Hello, dear one. How are you doing? So inhale as you say that. Hello, dear one. How are you doing? Want you to please rest and slow down. So for the first time, in whatever language you speak, you actually are physically communicating with the heart and asking her, it's the she, to slow down, slow down. So it's a wonderful major she, collective consciousness. She has the grand central station for all the frequencies you have ever encountered, the ones you're receiving today, and the future ones. So, two major predispositions, love and hurt. Pull the hurt out. That's the intention, or that's the niyat. Niyat is intent, plus the element of the sacred. So, you pay respect to your heart. You start to understand your physical heart. Then you actually love your heart. Not because there's something wrong or you're worried about something. And of course, love prevails. Love appears. You are working on the eye of the flesh that tends to disclose pre-personal, pre-verbal, pre-conceptual, the world of matter and body. The next step for us is, maybe if you want you can even close your eyes or open your eyes, but you must is a must, underline the must. You must give a title to your meditation. Give a title. Yeah, title. Just think about the title. But once you have the title, I want your agreement that you stop thinking about. It is just for the universe to understand what it is that you want. I mean, you may have millions of words, and you meditate. Okay. Question.
So every time that we meditate, we have to come up with a name for it.
You give it a title. So if you are not clear of the title, you know, what title you want to give it, then the title is clarity.
Me.
Okay, so you give that. I remind you that, you know, so much I talk about the physical universe. Of course, it's so powerful beyond all our imaginations combined. But the secret is that it's not very small. So the universe is not very small. Think about it. It just operates based on a program. The programmer is love source. So the programmer is the love source. Whatever the universe does, the supreme programmer had the program in it already. It just is behaving. It's behaving intelligently, nonetheless, it's just behaving. It didn't come up with that, those ways and means. So, when you give it a title, knowing that it's not very smart, then the universe operates. So once you give titles could be clarity, as we mentioned earlier. It could be excellent health. It could be passionate relationship. It could be abundance. You could be even raw and say money, you know, but you give the title. Because then the universe has clarity of what you want. Okay. So the doing process. In all Shefa meditation, there is a doing process. You know, I see people start to meditate and it's like, I don't want to do anything, I want to meditate. But you are doing something, you're breathing. So doing is important. It's part of that physical aspect of physical universe. Okay? So again, I remind you, every aspect is physical. Your archangels are physical. The invisible helpers are physical. Angels are physical. I can see them. Some of you can't see them. They must be physical or I couldn't see them. They are physical. So the physicality is important. Gravity is important. Okay? So you give it the title and then the doing process begins. You know, you could sit like you always sit. And by the way, those of you who have been meditating for a long time, some of you professional meditators. You may not benefit as much as a novice because you have habits. So I want you to shake the habit and start like you have not meditated before. You know, you just keep on doing exactly as I tell you. And I promise, and that's the premise of this, and I'm going to repeat it again, that every one of you, every single one of you can heal any physical disease. There is no tumor big enough. There is no emotional tumor big enough. It can be resolved. But you must respect the process. So respect leads to understanding, leads to affinity, and love prevails, and love feeds, right? But you must take a step. So the first part was looking through the eye of the flash and start the warm-up. So through the eye of flash, you know, is all matter, physical, concrete, and now we are moving to the next level. So the eye of the mind that tends to disclose personal, verbal, conceptual, ego, and mind. Okay? So to depict that, as I said, for you to remember the concept and also remember how to do things, we put it in the form of a meditation with a story. And the title of the meditation right now is The Identical Twin, that some of you are very familiar with. Okay. So let's give it a shot. Okay? Let's inhale, please, slowly. Inhale slowly. Expand the chest, give your precious heart more room, raise the muscles of the abdomen if you want to. Think of the most recent time that you looked at a mirror. We all think. But you are thinking selectively now. So you can stay in charge of your thoughts and not as usual. We want you to be in charge of your thoughts and not the other way around. Think of a time that you look at the mirror and maybe a time that really liked what you saw. You look good. Think and stare at your reflection, please. Stare at your reflection. Maybe you like what you see, maybe you don't. Earlier we talked about respect. Please respect what you see. A different understanding, full of light, comes into yourself. Comes inside you. It's like you have affinity to your own reflection. You keep on looking and you want to hug what you see. You love what you see. Think of the reflection. The reflection is actually your witness. They say you are a reflection of God. So look at the reflection of the reflection of God. Let's reflect on it for a few breaths. Inhale deeply. Give your precious heart more room and reflect on your reflection. The witness is a reflection of the reflection of love source. The witness you are observing is the most powerful human guru you have ever seen. You have just manifested, given birth to your identical twin made of light. The witness is your hologram, is your three-dimensional sculpture of light. The witness is your identical twin. The witness is made of light. The blueprint before materialization, manifestation. Your identical twin, and from time to time, we may call it your IT. Or it is non-judgmental. You may judge your reflection does not judge you. Have respect for that, please. As you focus on your reflection, your own judgments will start to disappear. Proportionally, judgments fade away, all the way, away, away, away from you. Your IT looks just like you, except that it looks longer, younger than you. It looks maybe by a few years, younger than you. It knows all about you, even the kind of things you may never ever have a chance to discover about you, even if you live 1,000 years. Your IT is free from all your concerns. Remember, concerns are reasons of fear. Your identical twin made of light is free from all concerns. As powerful as your IT is, its existence depends on you. It exists because of you. There actually is a cord of connection between your reflection and you. Just like there is a cord of connection between you and your maker. In fact, the reflection thinks you are God with capital G. Anything you do, even though it is so powerful, it mimics you instantaneously. So you inhale, and as you exhale, pay respect. It pays respect back at you right away, except that it's 7 times more. Quantitatively. It's like washing karma in action. Watch what you think. Whatever you feel, the reflection has the essence but cannot feel it. It's very powerful, but doesn't seem to have a feeling. Just like the universe. It's so powerful, but doesn't seem to have a feeling. It operates based on the life force and the program. And you are the program. So whatever you think, right now, the essence is going to come back to you right now. At least 7 times more. Watch what you think. You scratch, your IT is scratched. You smile, she or he will smile. You show teeth, get it back. Karma in action, right now, at this very second. Are you thinking, projecting, observing, remembering that you can only have what you can imagine? Remember, you can only have what you can imagine. So as you're observing your identical twin, imagine the kind of things that you may have. Because you can only have what you can imagine. Inhale and think of light. And light comes inside you. Fill yourself to the point of saturation. It's like you are filling yourself with the essence of the most powerful healer guru you have ever seen. Your reflection. As you're observing your identical twin, scan it. Scan your IT. Free from judgment, of course. It's like you are at the nature, observing a beautiful part of the nature. You observe the beauty. As you're observing, you may see maybe patches that are not as bright. It's just what you observe. Maybe grayish, maybe brownish patches. Scan your IT like a copy machine. Scan the doctrine, the heavenly doctrine. Wherever you see there are patches that are not as bright, inhale, fill yourself with light, and as you exhale, go towards the area which is not as bright. Make it bright. Keep on observing, please. Pay respect to the God within, from the heart. You know how it is when you focus on something seems like you hear nothing else. You see nothing else. In fact, it's like there is no mirror. And your three-dimensional sculpture of life is in front of you. With your niyat, it is intent plus the elements of the sacred, it starts to, in a heavenly manner, chisel your IT. As you sculpt your three-dimensional sculpture of life, if it adds, remove, change, do whatever you want, is your artwork. You can do anything you want. Be playful, please. Be lighthearted. Be playful. Turn it around. Look at your IT from the front, the back, the left, the right, up and down, all around. Create changes, chisel, add. Is your three-dimensional the sculpture of life, your co-creating? Make your IT as perfect as it can be. Take your time. It's your time. Remember, you indeed are a master of playing with the element of time. Make time last longer if you want, so you have ample time to create, to co-create a perfect hologram. I give you a few breaths. And while you're busy chiseling, creating this magnificent artwork, I transmit energy to you. As you inhale and share the abundance. With your identical twin. Make him, her as perfect can be. Be jolly, be lighthearted. It's all lightwork. Then turn it around. Turn your IT around. So you can look at your IT from the back side. You see the back of the head. You see the neck. You see the shoulders. You see the spine. You see the sacrum, the hips, the buttocks. You see the hamstring behind the knees. Observe the calf, the Achilles tendon. Be prepared now with a very deep breath when I tell you to actually bring your IT inside you. So take a deep breath, please, and let's do that collectively. And pull your IT inside you. If your identical twin comes and sits inside you, buttocks to buttocks first, knees to knees, toes to toes, and then it graciously lies down inside you. And the last place is your nose. You have just given your physical body a perfect temple of what you want. A perfect temple. Just the position you're right here. Let it adjust. Feel good. Finally, it's home. Sweet home. Your physical body has a heavenly template made of light. every hour on the hour, if you choose, with one exhalation, lift her away from you. Place her maybe 5, 6, 7 feet away from you. Shake it real good of impurities and toxins of the physical body and the mind. Shake it real good. Look at it again. Blow your heart of energies towards it. Be careful. See if there are dark patches. Inhale, feeling light. You know, anything and everything that comes inside the whole from you has to go through the heart. So what you inhale is the intention to share the oneness with your writing is glazed with your healing light and love. Give it to them. Blow. Towards it. Make it again as perfect can be at this very moment. Maybe you missed a few items last time. Make it really perfect the way you perceive perfection. Turn her around. Turn him around. Be prepared with one deep inhalation. Bring him, her back again inside you. Three-dimensional sculpture of life that you just co-created is free from all attributes. The physical body literally has no choice but to become it. Inhaling slowly. Think of a joyful condition. We have allowed symbols, conceptual understanding, linguistic, free from analyzing, prioritizing, categorizing. You and your best friend, your partner, the most powerful healer guru are one now. So feel free. To announce your presence, please. You can start by saying, I am. I am. Is there a question? You're announcing who you are. Be free from questions. Say, I am. I am. I am. Free from seeking approval. Please do say, I am, I am, yes, I am, whole and complete, yes, I am, I am. Say, I am.
I am.
Are you free from seeking approval?
I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Smile. Be playful, then you say, I am. You're seeking nothing. Remember, nothingness is not a void, is not a hole. Is the stuff from which the universe is made. Is the field of all possibilities, potentialities, consciousness, awareness. Yes, I am. I am. I am. Yes, I am. So you're announcing your presence. It's like you're standing tall on the highest peak of the Mount Universe, announcing your presence through the loud speakers of the Mount Universe. You're saying, I am free from seeking approval. The echo of I am presence goes everywhere. The universe knows exactly where you are now. You made a point. Being a human being, you must have holy human games. So, while you're resting on the top of the Mount Universe, say, I want. That's phase one of I want. And as you say I want, lots of things comes before you. It's like you're watching a movie with subtitles. Lots of stuff. Kids are coming and going. And you keep on saying I want. You never stop till the flow slows down. It's like you have to look to see what you want. You're saying, I want, and I want, and all of a sudden, you reach the phase that you say, I want, and there's nothing that you want. Nothing. I want, there is nothing that I want. You're observing your being. When you notice there is nothing that you want, I want you to think of all the incidences that you have been successful. It could be a tiny incident, maybe seemingly not important, but you've been successful. Maybe you're removing a stain from the dress. That brought a smile into your face. Maybe you were thinking about money, and all of a sudden there was a dollar bill there, and you picked it up. You took it as a good omen. There's success in it. Maybe you actually literally physically saved someone's life. That's huge. That also is success. So I'm going to give you a few breaths. Conjuring up, gathering, accumulating all the incidences that you can remember that you've been successful. And while you do that, I'm going to provide you with more of feeling types. So go ahead. Conjure up as many, please. Stop being modest. Just pull, think, remember, recall. Taste, smell the success. The successes that you have had. Just pull in. Think of all the incidences throughout your life. You may, there may be thousands. Please feel free to laugh and smile out loud. It's fun. Be lighthearted. Success. Let's say you have a good amount of success stories at hand. Start to feel them. You know, some of you practice bringing your hands back and forth, and you start to feel the ball in your hand. Bring the feelings of all your success stories into your hands. And you know what? the farther your hands go away from each other, the more you feel it. Funny. It's like you're flocking, the feeling of success. I'm sharing my successes with you. The feeling. You say, I'm successful in the healing. Brings a smile, brings joy, brings loving to me. And I'm sharing that with you. Feel it in your heart. It's like you have a ball made out of light. That actually is a color associated with violet. Play ball. You know, you can throw it at someone you love, at someone you care. And the next ball is start to mention. Those of you that have done Shafa Hakot with me, the moving Shafa meditation, is one of the things that you do there. You throw your ball of healing. It's all in the wrist. Share some with me, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's play ball. At the same time, have lunch drinks. My God, get it. Feel it, please. Feel it right here. In the heart. Everything goes there anyway. Discharge. It's okay. It's not just you. It's you and your identical twin. Enjoying the success. You're allowing the eye of contemplation to open up. Inhaling slowly. And while you're enjoying sharing the abundance, that's how healing is. There is actually joy in healing. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe from a position of knowing this time. You take a deep breath, you lift your IT and project it outside. Shake him, shake her really little good. Of impurities and toxins of the physical body, of all the experiences. Be grateful. Share some of the success with it, with her, with him. Share. Chisel with the power of your intention. Make it as perfect can be. Play ball with your identical twin. Remember, whatever you throw comes back at you at least 7 times more. Don't be very given. It's fun. Healing is fun. Have fun. inhaling slowly, bringing him back inside you. Start to have the feeling of success. Go ahead. Move your hands back and forth. Gravity matters. It's amazing. The farther you take your hands, the more you see. And you know what? You can wear it. You can wear it. Your success. Like a cloak. The cloak will cover you, the physical body, and your item. Because we, it's cool. You're cool. You look chic. Wear it anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. And you notice, people actually start to cluster around you. And if I go and ask them, you know what I'm going to say, some of you? Why do you cluster around her? Why do you cluster around him? Well, you know, what do you mean? You know, no, I don't know. Well, you know, I think he or she knows. But what is it that she knows? What is it that he knows? I don't know what he knows. But I know that he, she knows. So I come to you. What is it that you know? That they think you know? And she says, I don't know. But I know that they think I know. But you know, I know that I know. You know? You know. And thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. So remember, you are a partner of creation, the co-creator and creator. And it's fun. It's fun, really. It doesn't have to be really, you don't have to frown or cry or be very emotional about something to bring in healing. It's really, in fact, it does the opposite. Okay? So it all comes from the everything that you're experiencing is a reflection of what is inside. And what is inside right now? It's shining. It's shining. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay. So, I'm open for questions, by the way, for a few minutes. Do we have a few minutes? Yes, do you have a question?
Master, when are we moving energies? And are we moving whatever it is, any fear or pride or stuck or stagnant energies, when we move them? Do I need to bring them out and push them out? Or as soon as I bring them out, they're gone? Well, do I need to do the physical action of removing
them? Technically, we are free from any concerns.
Yes.
Okay. So it comes out, it comes out. But initially you may find out you actually need to do that. You know, it's some kind of human need, you know. You see some of the healers do this, if they are shaking it off, it's only for a time. If they are in good place. If you are warming up, that's okay, it makes sense. Otherwise, healers know the intention, right? But it's programmed in it. Okay, so, and you keep on pulling. Let it go. And what comes, what replaces is light.
Can we also physically bring in the light, or it automatically knows I'm coming in? There's
well, again, warm up process. Okay. So when you actually warm up to wearing your cloak, you reach there. You don't need to ask for Jesus, for Muhammad, for archangels. They come. If you're asking, you're wasting your time. It's your time. Any other questions?
Can you share an exercise of protection?
Exercise of protection. Okay, how much time do you have? You have time. Okay, yes.
You ask, what if you ask your twin?
Yes.
that I see the same.
Yes. The question is, can you ask?
Yeah, what else do you ask the twin here?
Initially, you may ask. And the answer, the essence of the answer comes to you, and it's like you're saying.
7 times?
At least 7 times. More for than quantity.
So, I want Jesus.
You can say that. And why is it that you want Jesus? Is there a reason?
The image.
You can do that. So it's all warming up process. And going back, I'm going to answer a few more questions because this may take a little bit longer. Any other questions? Yes.
Well, you said in the beginning that I met you, but you probably have told over the past that in 12 years you were.
I'm sorry, say that again.
In 12 years you were the one more than you now.
Even only she lets me hear you.
Thank you.
Stop that. One more time. Go for it.
Okay.
Do you know why we say bless you?
Some heart stops.
No, everything stops, including your heart. Everything is stopped. So it's like it's a rebirth for you.
Welcome back.
It's a new life. Okay. So. Okay, so the question was that. So your question was that in the math, you know, training session, I mentioned 12 years, right? And what is the significance, or what is the question?
It's a question that you certainly know for, you know, as a
12 years. Right, right. 12 years somehow to me is a very nice even number. You have 12 months of the year. You know, it's like for those of you who are Christians, Jesus supposedly had 12 disciples, you know. And so it seems to me like a good cycle. So that's why I mentioned it. In here, in our meditation, I didn't say think of the year 2025. Because someone else may look at this image and it's 11 years. Next year. Right? So you can imagine by the time you reach the year 2037, you have so many identical twins waiting for you to hug you. No, it's like they're waiting for you. And it's like you are recruiting, you know, hand in hand, you know, and you're going into the next year, the following year. All right, any other questions? Yes.
Is there any way that we can visit in after day? Do you have any idea of how we can visit for every day and meditate for the same time?
Well, you know, if you go through this that we watch together, go through day teaching number 3 and today, you know, everything starts with an agreement. So, you know, if the agreement is anytime I get upset, I meditate, then, you know, they meet each other and cancel each other. But you continue being upset in different settings. So the agreement is actually to decide to be a healer. That's the only way. There is no other way. When I say healer, I mean the life of service. Then you actually adopt a life of service, you're a healer. No, there are different methods of healing, hands on and so on, you know. I know people that in during famine, you know, they were smart, they plant potatoes. They save hundreds of thousands of lives. That's healing, I would say. You know. So we don't have to lay hands all the time or do these things, but the intention of being having the life of service. That allows you to maintain happiness, or you can. It's impossible. Happiness, no one can maintain. It doesn't hold. Always, you know, you become happy with what you have, you try to maintain it, and you fixate it. It makes concrete. And each time you fixate, it gets heavier and it descends some more. So you drop from happiness into contentment. Then you try to hold on to it, but the next ascension is even, you know, like falling knife. It's even worse. And you get angry because you have it. You know, it's like someone who's drowning and holding on to the biggest diamond ever, if you pounds, holding on to that, but drowning. You know? So first is the agreement to have the life of service. Second, know that happiness cannot be maintained. Then you become happy. You rehearse being happy here. Because as I said earlier, gravity pulls. So it's a simple fact of physical life. Gravity pulls. Right? So then you're happy. You want to maintain? You can. You know, let's be honest with each other. You can't maintain happiness because gravity pulls. So what do? You always rehearse being higher planes, and while you're rehearsing, you may actually find ourselves. But when we are there, right, when we are in higher planes, let's say enthusiasm, it doesn't work. You've got to drop. So, you know, in our meditations, I commonly say, don't be afraid.
Bye-bye.
Don't be afraid.
I didn't have any shoes on.
You fall in love. You fall.
Because you're
the previous can be, so when you fall in lower plane of enthusiasm, which is love, and that's beautiful, okay? You know, but you can't maintain that either. So it, life is a constant process of movement, seeking, ascension. And the only way to do it is to be happy doing what you do. You know, Mother Teresa was a very unhappy person. She helped so many thousands of people. And she wasn't happy at all. In fact, she stopped believing in God. Her letters to Pope are available. Just read what she says is cool. You know? So for you to be successful in your life, in everything else, you must be lighthearted. You know? Find a way to be childish, like I do. Okay? Okay. Being that innocence of, you know, people try to take advantage of it. Okay. You know that. Mm-hmm. They can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They try. Mm-hmm. But let that innocence come forth. Be childish. Be happy. Open hearted. You know? Mm-hmm. Warm hearted. Happy hearted. That's the only way that we can really shift. Because there is nothing you can fix. Throughout the history of the man, nobody has been able to fix anything. It's an illusion. You create a different reality. So, however your life has been, with all the ups and downs and challenges, you have respect for that. You start to create new things.
Always give service to everybody, everything as much as
possible. The motto is, how can I help you? And you know, if I can't help you, I'm not going to sacrifice me for you, because I'm not happy when I do that. So there must be joy when I do that. If you can't find joy, you know, what you do is not going to hold for you or for anybody else. It just simply doesn't hold. Gravity pulls.
Okay. Be natural.
I'm sorry?
Become natural with everything.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, initially happiness comes. It's like, imagine somebody is buying lotto for the past 40 years, right? And at the age of 86, he wins $200 million. Oh, tries to scream but can't, because you know, can't even lift the arm. But he's very happy and tries to walk. You know, I'm not mocking. It's a true story. You know, and at the end, only $200 million. Long face, can't be happy, can't maintain it. No. Okay, any other question before I address the very important question? The number of IT. What about it?
Like, if you create a new IT each time, how many?
Well, mm-hmm. As many as you can. One IT per year. But you move 12 years from. So with some of you, I started in 2007. Soon you're going to see the IT in 2019. No, it's only 6 years away. You're going to see your first IT. Okay. Are we good? Okay. So the question that may be very important for some of you is that, say it again.
Yeah, how shall we protect ourselves?
How do we protect ourselves? And can you elaborate on it?
Sure.
Sure. I met you for the first time in person last week and had a session with you. And the essence of all my situations combined in your perception was protection, like there of.
Is it okay for me to ask what the things that you do?
Yeah, I'm a light worker.
Light worker. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's a healer. Okay, we can say that. No, she said light worker. So when you try to take darkness from anybody, there's a good chance that it comes to you. Is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
When you massage the one, or when you simply do this, caressing someone, you actually are, as you're inhaling, pulling. You're pulling the essence of what is from that person inside. So somebody has a cancerous tumor in the knee, and my hand is there, and I'm breathing, and the cancer comes, goes to the right ear. It's like, as soon as I have a concern that I brought in the energies of cancer, I have a problem. It may not turn into brain cancer or a huge tumor in my ear. I may get pain in my head. As soon as I have the concern. Right. However, there are things that we do, and the kind of thing that one of them I can mention today is like second nature to me. I don't even know I'm doing it. But I have the luxury of talking to you, beautiful ones here. Therefore, it's a reminder for me. So each time I teach, it's a reminder for me. Okay. One of them, and it's been known for eons, is to breathe in, or rather pulling in energies from your feet. So as you inhale, it's like, let's right now I felt it all the way up to here, as I did that. Then I said breathing through the feet metaphorically, of course, you intend for the energies to come up. So healers throughout eons have been done that. They have been breathing through the feet, not to get other people's energy. It's pretty effective. But at the same time, they start to lose their libido. And that's, their sex drive. At very productive age, they can't have children, men, women. You know, it's like, I can't get pregnant. And the person is a healer. They do breathe like this, which is good. They are not getting other people's energies, and they're not giving their own to someone else. So what we do is we bring the healing energies up from the hips and hip joints and let them meet right in the middle. So, you know where the heart point is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right inside you, under the heart point, is where the flow of energy that comes in. And when they meet, they turn into a one-way conduit that rotates from your right side to the left. So, it's rotating like this, and it pulses. It goes through the space between the anus and pubic area. It goes right through the base chakra, through the tip of the base chakra, and comes up from the other end. So if I'm sitting, it actually reaches the core of the earth, almost instantaneously in my case. It's like I have three legs. It's like, if someone removes this chair, because I'm not going to fall. And you can't fall, you know, if you're standing, it's like you have three legs. So you breathe like this, and as you exhale, you push it down, and you continue healing, and that's the reasonable way of protecting yourself. So, with one person, you're working with one person, you don't take the essence of that person and give it to someone else. You know, if I were to do that, everybody would get sick, actually. And I noticed it in the when I was in the hospital at UCSF. My favorite nurse, she was 23, I think, at the time, actually died of leukemia, two doors from her. Only 23. And she was so loving and caring, you wouldn't believe. Nurses are my favorite people. We have one sitting right there. I think. And we have another one sitting here. I am another one. Oh, three of them. All right. Yes, so, I noticed that while I was very sick to the point of, crossing. I noticed people get my energy and disease. And I noticed, don't come close to me. Don't want your energy. I couldn't even talk. So, that's how I felt. So, you know, as soon as I started on the path of healing, then I decided that no, definitely we are going to teach that to healers. And there are other methods that is beyond the subject of, you know, the time here. So, was that a good enough answer for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you
will. I'll go with you.
Yes.
You're not pulling out your legs, but you're pulling it through your hips?
No, you pull up through the feet.
Yeah.
Okay, they are at the arch of your foot, there is a minor chakra there. You know, pointing at each foot, right in the middle, you know. So if this is a foot, then it's right in the middle here. And through there, you actually intend to pull in. Yes. So you pull in, and right away, those chakras that are usually not working, it's like, they come back to life. And you pull in, you bring the energies up towards your hips and hip joints. Make sure you have ample amount of concentration of healing light there. Then with one inhalation, you bring them together. Bring them together, and they're inside you.
The light, the beams of light.
The light, the flow, whatever you feel.
You bring the lines from the feet together.
The flow of healing that comes inside you, you bring them together. Right inside you. Where the horror point is between the front and the back, right inside. If you come forward, I'll show you. So you're inhaling from the feet, back through here and here, okay? You bring, inhale and you back. Breathing come all the way, you know, they may not come in a balanced manner, but they come. And they reach here. And once you feel you have ample amount of healing in here, you turn them inward. Like this.
You're breathing again?
Yeah. So they come together like this. Flows like this. And once they join and merge, they turn into a one-way conduit, probably the size of your thumb. And that one-way conduit rotates like this and pulses.
From here.
Yeah. So the one-way conduit rotates and pulses. It goes through the space between the anus and testes, through the prostate. Yeah. It goes through the prostate area, it goes through the base chakra, and comes out through the wire.
Do you have to lose your ego over that?
No, you don't lose your ego. You may gain some.
That's what I want to clarify.
All right, are you good? Any other questions?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for coming. Hope to see you guys soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
So remove lots of things.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. So we'll add to it maybe next time that we meet. Okay. The main concept was to receive your ability to receive. You know, free from any restriction. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you.